Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for joining me today. Thanks for hanging around with me as I continue to broadcast from Dearborn, Michigan, hard by to Detroit, all part of the South Michigan area. And the guy sitting in front of me with a big smile is the president and CEO, the King Biscuit of the Detroit Regional Chamber of Commerce, Dick Blouse. Dick, welcome to the show.
Well, good morning.
It's good to have you here.
Hey, it's great to be here.
It's good to be here with you.
You're
my guest on my show, and I'm your guest in here in the area. This is a great event you guys got going on.
It is a great event, and I think it's in its third or fourth year, and
yeah.
The small business people just love it.
Well, I got to say something. I got to congratulate you on John. Don't walk away, John. And on Beverly and Wendy. Just outstanding professionals.
Well, these are professionals. They are the best at what they do.
Well, I just want you to know we've been working with them now for several months, and as we prepare to be here, and I just want to congratulate you on the air on being able to find the kind of quality folks, and they've been rock solid in helping us pull all this together.
Well, thank you very much.
Now, the Detroit Chamber of Commerce, biggest chamber, largest chamber probably in the solar system. And congratulations on that, 23,000. We've had a lot of your folks on already today, a lot of your volunteers. You've got some high-quality volunteers as well.
Well, we do. There's quite a few really great people in the Southeast Michigan area, and a lot of them are on the Chamber Board.
Exactly. So what is the – everybody knows about the challenges that the big three automakers who are based here primarily in the Detroit area, in the Michigan area. Everybody knows about the challenges, the 21st century challenges. They've got to morph from a 20th century companies into 21st century companies like every other company on the planet.
Right, absolutely.
But you guys have got some serious, Dennis Archer was on earlier. He called it legacy. I call it baggage. I like to put a point on things. And so you got some baggage. You got some stuff you got to deal with. The chamber has got to play a big role in that, right?
Absolutely. I think, first of all, this whole region has to go through an economic transformation. We can't be dependent on just a single industry anymore. We believe that this is the brain center of the auto industry, mm-hmm. Whereas manufacturing jobs seem to keep going away to somewhere else. We believe that we can not only hang on to but grow those brain center jobs. And so
differently. Quite
absolutely.
A bit differently.
Well, I think we need a whole new labor management platform.
A whole different relationship between labor and management, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Got to have different mindsets, different attitudes, the whole thing, right?
Absolutely. And I think it's a national issue, but it certainly is here
in
Michigan.
Well, I think it is national, but a lot of the other parts of the country have already dealt with this. Birmingham, Alabama was this great steel industry. 20, 30 years ago, they lost all that. They've become a financial and a medical industry. That's one example. Look at some
right.
Several other places around the country that were smokestack type of communities, and they've morphed.
But I spent 4 years down in Greenville, South Carolina, mm-hmm. and I can tell you that there's a whole different attitude between labor and management in the Deep South.
Mm-hmm.
It's where a lot of the manufacturing jobs have gone, and if we're going to compete, we're going to have to level the playing field somewhat.
Right. What's that going to take?
Well, I think it takes a commitment from both management and labor. And actually, I believe that we're just about there. I truly believe that the labor leadership understands we need to find a different way to mm-hmm. work through all this. I don't know about the rank and file, but and it'll take time. But it's just not in manufacturing when our teachers in the city of Detroit went on a 16-day strike. in a district that's suffering dramatically, it created huge problems.
Right.
We lost tons of students to other places, and that means less money.
That's called shooting yourself in the foot, isn't it?
Shooting yourself in the foot. And so we just have to find a totally different way to work. And I think, actually, the auto industry is probably getting closer to it than some of these other
That's a very interesting perspective. I'm glad to hear you say that. What about the what role are the small business owners going to play in this transformation?
Well, interesting enough, small business is where the growth is.
Again, it always has been.
Not only here, but across the country. And what we have to do is continue to work for inclusiveness of those small businesses in this auto industry. Obviously, as the OEMs are hurting, that just transfers down to smaller and smaller and smaller companies. Mm-hmm. And a lot of our members have actually gone out of business because of that. So we have to keep trying to find some new industries for the small businesses to participate in and open the door for them.
Well, as small business owners here, as they are all over the country and really all over the world, this is what I talk to them about all the time, have got to think outside of their neighborhoods.
Outside of their neighborhoods, outside of the box. Yes. Yeah, interesting enough, our economic developers, we run the Southeast Michigan Economic Development Program called Detroit Regional Economic Partnership.
Would you hold on to that thought, Dick? We have to take a break. We're going to take a quick one, folks. It's 29 after, visiting with Dick Blouse. He's the president and CEO of the Detroit Regional Chamber of Commerce. We come back, we're going to let him finish up his thought, and we're going to talk about something he calls the Northern Border. Right after these messages, stay with me.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably, and you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am smart. I am smart. S-M-R-T. I mean S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me today. Thanks for hanging around with me as I continue to broadcast from Detroit Regional Chamber of Commerce Small Business Conference here in the Detroit area. And we're in Dearborn, Michigan, right?
We're in Dearborn in the Ford Conference Center.
That's right. Right here in the Ford Conference Center. I could throw a rock almost to the Ford World Headquarters. And it's a great place to be. Again, thanks to you and to John and all the folks who've been so helpful to bring us here and to bring me here. I'm going to be speaking to your group, to your attendees a little bit later on the day. I'm looking forward to that.
We are, too.
Just a great event. I cut you off as we went to a break a minute ago. Do you remember your thought?
Yes. We were talking about how do we help, especially the small business community, expand and grow outside the box. And one of the things that our economic developers are doing is, as some of these manufacturing jobs are shifting, we know that some of our businesses can't be totally dependent on the big three anymore.
Right.
And they have to look at expanding their business with some of the other OEMs. So our economic developer is actually carrying a portfolio of these companies as we go down into the Deep South, trying to introduce them to some of the other manufacturers.
Right.
Honda
is in Anniston, Alabama.
Good example.
Mercedes is in Tuscaloosa, Alabama. Hyundai is in Montgomery, Alabama. Was it Mazda in South Carolina? Nissan's in Tennessee. Nissan's in Tennessee, et cetera, et cetera.
But let me point out again about this new tech, new economy, this economic transformation we need to do.
Mm-hmm.
Hyundai and Toyota don't manufacture cars in Michigan, but both of them have chosen the Detroit region to put their research.
Good for them.
And so that's what we can build on. Mm-hmm. If you're in the auto industry today, this is where you need to be. 85% of all the R&D in the world is done right here in the automotive industry.
Well, there's a lot of brain power here.
A century of
history in that area.
And you know, it trickles over into many other things. People leave some of these companies. They start their own companies.
Right.
It leads into new developments into the medical field. joint replacement, this type of thing. A lot of it is moved out of the auto industry.
Right. Let's change subjects for just a little bit and talk about what you guys call the northern border.
Absolutely.
Explain the northern border concept, the northern border issues for the rest of America and the rest of the world.
Most people wouldn't understand this, but in Detroit, we actually look south to Canada. So it's just the way the lay of the land is with the Detroit River. But the Detroit River separates Windsor, Canada, and Detroit, Michigan. And that river has a lot of our economy moving back and forth on it. Southwest Ontario and Southeast Michigan are tied together with an auto manufacturing industry. And it's actually over $1 billion of trade that goes across those borders every day.
What? Every day?
Every day. Wow. And a substantial part of that is the auto industry that depends on a just-in-time type of manufacturing process.
And that's being hindered by the terrorism.
And the infrastructure of those bridges and crossings can cause a huge problem for that industry. As an example, on September 13th, 2001, the trucks were backed up for 20 miles
two days after the attack.
And it was taking 20 hours to get parts over. And we told our friends around the country that look out, because if we don't get those parts moving, your manufacturing plants in St. Louis and other places are going
to
start closing.
Yeah. So what do you got to do to fix all that?
Well, we said long before that, but you know, our government only listens to things in a crisis. We said we need infrastructure improvement. We need more people on the borders. We need technology.
Have you been getting that?
Yeah, it's been slowly improving, but the infrastructure is still the old infrastructure. And so you can put a fast lane in place, but if you can't get to it, it doesn't help you.
Right. You can put a fancy motor in a jalopy, but it still may not drive very fast.
Right. You're exactly right.
So I got 20 seconds. What's going to happen?
Well, we continue to lobby for this. Actually, with the change in the House in Washington, John Dingell has been a strong champion, Congressman John Dingell, for improving the border. So we look actually for some positive help in Washington now.
Before you go, I want to thank you again for this great event on behalf of small business. I want to congratulate you on the great people you've got working for you, supporting small business. And I want to thank you for all you do for
small business.
Thank
you. It's a great team.
Dick Blass, ladies and gentlemen, is the president and CEO of the Detroit Regional Chamber. I'm Jim Blassingame, and I'll be right back right after these messages with Joan Pride. She's with the Kiplinger Editors. Stay with us. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.